You ever thought about starting your own podcast? You know, like what I got? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting out, I had a lot of questions. Didn't know how to answer them, didn't know where to start. How do I start a podcast? How do I get off the ground? How do I record my episodes? How do I get them on the major platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other places? Well, the answer to all of those is one thing. Anchor FM. Anchor FM is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. Free 99. You cannot beat that. And what's better, it's ridiculously easy. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid for your product, like moi. Let me tell you, when I started out, I'm not even going to say the names of the places that I was trying to have my podcast hosted at. And it was nice, and I thought I was happy for a while. But when I found out about Anchor, 100% free, limited space, the only way you can beat that is if they pay you. And I guess if you do ads, they kind of do. If you always wanted to start a podcast and making money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Can't wait to hear your product.
I want to shout out to a podcast named I Black Man Podcast. Thank you for your comments. I can't believe that I'm actually somebody that motivates you or this podcast. Maybe it's M that motivates you. I don't know who on here, what about this motivates you, but thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
This is the
I Black Man Podcast. Offensively Black.
It's me, it's me, it's M-A-P. Yo, what up, though? It's your boy Miles Amadeus Prowl here. And if you're hearing my melodious voice, you know this is Our Black Man Podcast. I believe this is episode 19. Sorry to interrupt the whole flow of stuff. This is, I know you guys were probably in, by you guys, all four of you who do that, who dedicatedly listen. I took a break between last, episode 18, part 1, 18, part 2. I don't know. Hey, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. That shit takes a long time to edit. Cause how I do it, I don't have it set up yet. So I have it like from two different audio sources and I gotta put them together, mix them. It's a lot of shit to do. And then I got a family and this hobby called a life. So that gets in a lot of way. And I just had a couple things I need to get off my chest real quick. I think I'm gonna name this one. My wife says I should talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine and put it in the title because it's the truth. For y'all who watched, you know, I Black Man Shorts, I've done the beautiful, glowing, radiant, massive, illustrious Adams is my wife. And she gasses me for all this shit, which is not a problem. And she was just saying, you know, stay topical on this type of shit. So I guess I will do that. Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine thing. I almost think it's poetic. It's so how it's working out. I predicted this shit. I thought, and I think it might be a trend that probably has been going on, but it's coming to surface now, of like gangs and criminals and shit using people for fronts and just reaping the benefits. Because, I mean, you know, if them fucking Treyway niggas wasn't behind him, there's no way in the world that that shit would happen. You know, he wouldn't have got on at all. Shit, you know, but I'm a 90s hip hop head. Nigga, you wouldn't have got on. You're not hard enough to pull off that look. But if you look at his music and take it as like a mockery, what gangster rap has become, it's pretty funny. I think so. But yeah, I think he's done for. Sorry y'all for the noise and shit. I'm getting text messages and shit about this. What's it, Wilder fight? I ain't gonna be able to watch it. But anyway. So yeah, it's and also with that, I think it's quite interesting that your boy Charlamagne said he would suck his dick, which I think is not. I'm all for a gay joke. I'm all for all that shit. But you work up to that shit, you know. You don't just be like, I suck a nigga's dick. Nah, you gotta. But you know, it's whatever. It's not the first questionable thing that nigga said. But as people would say to me, you saying questionable shit, blah, blah, this and that, but you ain't nobody. I don't care. More power to Charlamagne. I ain't knocking that nigga. I just think this whole thing with Tekashi is going to come back. The problem with social media and all this shit is, like I always be bitching about, you don't know what the fuck is real no more. So he could say, oh, I put that hit on that dude, but that was me playing. We trolling. You don't know what the fuck is real no more. And because of that, and that line is so fucking blurred, it's going to be a lot of shit. I think this might be the, that and that, what's that nigga's name? XXXTentacion, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to half these niggas no more. Even with this hip-hop shit, I'm thinking of quit leaving this group I'm in on Facebook. It's called, like, I forgot. It's a hip-hop group. And a lot of it be cool, but it's like, niggas be like, who's your top favorite producers? I'm like, nigga, Dilla, Peep Rock, Premier. Niggas name it like, White Mill, White, Mike Mill made it. And all the other people, like, who the fuck are these niggas? Oh, they made it. I don't listen to none of this current shit. I don't listen to none of this shit. So I don't know. And they're naming all these. And like, it's funny, they be talking about Detroit rappers. Who the best nigga in Detroit? I ain't heard no nigga better than Elza, except if you talking Big Sean. Oh, what about Soda Baby? I'm like, that nigga don't got no bars, though. We talking best, right? Okay, M is in the running, right? No. What the fuck? Danny Brown, right? No. Fat Ray? No. What shit are y'all niggas listening to? Well, I don't listen to a lot of this new shit, and it's like, I hate to say this, y'all. And as a nigga who grew up listening to Detroit shit, I will say this, and I am sorry for the people I offend. 90% of the music I hear from Detroit, the typical rap, is fucking garbage. Niggas cannot ride a beat for shit, and I love my city, and I know it's some niggas who came through with some lyrics. Listen to some Slum Village. Listen to some Elza. It's a lot M. All that shit. Them niggas can rhyme. Everybody like, oh, someone, this and that. It's like, niggas cannot ride the fucking beat for shit. It is so fucking annoying. That's just me. I don't know. I listen to shit to try to be impressed. But again, man, I'm in a minority. Let's see, what else was my stank ass about to get into? Oh, yeah. I'm just having a crap day today, you know what I'm saying? Woke up, but the other day the car was fucked up. Wife turned it on, you know, because she take the kids to work. I mean, school. Did not come back. I mean, then she comes back, then I go to work and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, she started the car the other day. Man, shit, people always want to fucking message me when I'm recording. But yeah, you know. And the car made a loud noise, wouldn't do shit. Long story short, we find out somebody stole our catalytic converter, which is whack. You know, and it just made me pissed because wife was like, she was sad, you know, and they could see what they got under there and did it. And she just felt totally, you know, just violent. And I understand, you know. She was like, yeah, and I cried. And I just felt bad because my wife's security was taken away. And, you know, as a man, I just want to find that nigga and just, like, reach into his body and just pull his innards out. Then just, you know, and just watch that nigga die. And let my wife know this is what happened to all those who wronged my woman. You know, but we got it fixed and shit. But it's just annoying. No, but then it made me mad, and I'm mad about that, and I fucked around, snapped on my wife, then she got mad at me, and it's like, oh. So now I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, mother-in-law, and the two oldest. So I have to try to find a way to try to get in where I fit in before the kids come back tomorrow. People who want to get married or have kids, dude, having sex, you gotta be strategic with that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Kids, fucking cock blockers, man. And then for niggas, the shit is whack because, you know, sometimes you got to get that quickie shit in. It ain't a problem, you know, if you're just trying. But it's whatever. Man. One of the things that got me about, I was talking to my nigga, Black History Buff, King Karoo, Bomb Cruz. But yeah, I was talking to him. We were just talking about, you know, he had a recording from his people. Over in Africa and some people and whatever like that. And I was just like, man, that is so crazy, you know, that you got that connection. And, you know, if you've heard me talk about it a couple of times on the podcast, I wish I did. You know, the fact that just as Black Americans, far back as our roots go, is a fucking South. You know, but, you know, I was just telling him how hard it is to, I had to just for me, my own personal journey to be Black and just to love being Black. Hold on one second. Let me close the door. I don't want to hear no goots. Be in my own personal journey, and it's like coming up. I remember any negative shit was always me being black. Black ass maps. Oh, ugh, he black. And I just never think that, you know. So far as I thought, I was less desirable because I was darker. And I just thought my mom was just every day, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so dark-skinned, and all this and that, blah, blah, black is beautiful, black is great. And at an early age, I thought, like, damn, I must be ugly because she's reinforcing this shit every day. And, you know, then my mom got a little bit older, and she explained to me her problems with being black because my mother is the darkest of her brother, of her sister, out of all her sisters. And she got treated differently for that, so she made sure that I never grew up feeling like that, really, and I didn't. I believe what my mama said is just I felt the world didn't feel the same way she did. And I would go to school and they would make fun of me. So I would tell my mom, and what she would do is she would make fun of me being dark-skinned all the time. But she would do it playfully. So she would call me, oh, you navy blue, black, wide nose, evil black magic. And she would say all that stuff and we would be joking. You know, and I would be like, oh, you, of course, you little kid, you smell like poop. And you brush your teeth with pee water. So we would just go back and forth. So when I got to school, people would be like, oh, you're an African booty scratcher. And I would laugh because I'm like, dude, my mom has said meaner shit to me than that playing. You know, taught me the shadow of the universe. You know what I'm saying? So it never really bothered me when people did stuff. I just didn't understand. It really didn't get to me. I realized girls didn't like me purely because I was dark skinned. That's the stuff that got me. And I remember at an early age, I hated being black. I remember I used to ask God, like, please, if I can't be like a light-skinned, wavy-haired nigga, it just made me white, dog. Please, I can't do this no more. It was just, I couldn't stand it. It wasn't even no real racism. It was just rejection. And I wasn't even trying to get no ass. I was trying to hold a hand, maybe. You know, but eventually I just grew up and the kids were just mean. And I'm like, all right, you know, it's life. And I got over, of course, you know, you see, I got over it. But just looking back and just analyzing and just remember my first taste or I guess of what African was. National Geographic, watching some shit on TV, they dance and chicks got their titties out, you know. And as a young person, I had nothing to grasp it with. And the fucked up part was I saw them, they looked like me, but in my mind, we weren't the same. You know, and as fucked up as it is, I wasn't no better than a white man looking at them savages. And everything I would see that was of Africa was always poor. Kids with just big old stomachs and they bones and they chest showing flies on their eyes. And what was that? Sally Struthers on TV with just a couple of dots. So it's like, you know, now I'm older, I can, you know, break this shit down. But at the time, that's all I had of Africa. Every year we go down, when the summer I had an African festival in Detroit, we would go down there, I would see shit, talk to people and stuff like that. You know, but yeah, I never really had no positive influence. And it's like throughout my life, I had to learn to love myself, which is, I mean, I'm not going to bitch about that. Everybody has to learn to love themselves. I had to love myself, learned, and it wasn't even like I didn't learn to love being black first. I loved myself in spite of being black first. Later in life, I learned how to love being black. I had braces majority of my life, and this is like in the early 90s. I got them on, and like nobody else in the school I was in had braces, and everybody used to call them bracelets, and I used to get no play. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until I was like in middle school for a while where girls was like, ah, them braces is cute, because I used to get, you know, the rubber bands. They're like, you can get what color you want. I'm like, bet, let me get baby blue. So that was cool, you know. But then that's when girls are, oh, they cute, this and that. But nigga, I had braces for 8 years. From like, I think, what was it, like from 8 to 16 and maybe something like 17, whatever it was. And it wasn't until like my mom used to always tell me, just, oh, I used to cry like, mama, these hoes don't like me. Oh. I'm telling you, son, you're dark skinned. And when you get them braces off and your teeth is straight, oh my God, nothing is better than a beautiful dark skinned man. I'm like, nah, you saying that, mama. Ain't like you gonna hook me up with no hoes. You know, excuse the noise if y'all hear that shit. It's my kids. If not, then, fuck it, keep it moving. But yeah, so when I got my braces off, that's when I started getting play. Girls was like, oh my God, because I, you know, if you see, I'm dark as fuck. So my dark ass with my straight white teeth. Oh man, I was winning for a second. But even then, I still was losing because I was awkward. And in that time, it wasn't until I learned to say, fuck it, I don't give a fuck anymore, when I did start feeling more comfortable with my skin. But ironically, still then, I wasn't comfortable with my blackness. It took a lot of learning, a lot of reading, a lot of understanding. I had to put work in. And it's fucked up because I had to reprogram my programming, which was done not with my parents, but with just everything in life had shown me about being black. I had to look and realize and look into and find things that were dope about us to love. Because all they fed me was slavery and Martin Luther King. And oh man, I used to hate that shit. Man, give me somebody else. And then somebody was like, hey, look at Nat Turner. My dad was like, hey, read this autobiography of Malcolm X. Sweet. But yeah, in America, it's just so hard because everybody fucking hates you. The worst part to me is I don't care if you hate me. I'd rather you hate me and tell me straight the fuck up. They all hate you, but they want to do what the fuck you want. I mean, do what the fuck you doing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to, it's like you look at the world, everybody leeching off the black man. Blues, rock and roll, hip hop. You can say jazz is the same, blues, all that. You're fucking welcome. Wouldn't be shit going on right now if it wasn't for niggas. And then that's what I had to realize when I started realizing, man, we make this shit go round. You know? And it's just hard. It's really hard. And I think, you know, for my daughters, I try to beat it over the head. And for them, it's just great that I can look at my second oldest, Rain. We watch Black Panther every other day. Every other day. And it's just so ill. Because for me, the illest shit I had to see that made me thinking, like, dude, being black is dope. Or black niggas is dope. Saw Shaka Zulu. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, this nigga is running shit. But even then, it wasn't the same because the movie was old as fuck when I saw it. So I'm like, man, what the fuck is this double VHS shit? Or Roots or something. And even then, we was in the Matrix, but we wasn't the main guys, you know. But for my daughter to grow up and to be seeing Black Panther at 3-4 years old. You know what I'm saying? I remember the trailer came on. My daughter caught me tearing up. Like, daddy, is you crying? I'm like, yeah, I am. Like, why? Like, nigga, you don't understand. I had to live 30-odd years to see this trailer. This is one of the highest, just the trailer is one of the highest moments of me being black. You know? And it was like, I come back to that. I remember when I was younger, we went through the, everybody had the fucking African phase, you know, all pro-black, pro-this and that, all that. Everybody was queens and shit. That's what to me when I was like, dog, it's cool to be black. Just to see the positiveness backed by that shit, it was just beautiful. That's the first time I really, but I was too young to understand that shit. I got all my cousins' chains and Flavor Flav clocks and shit when that shit was played out. You know what I'm saying? But with the Black Panther shit, my daughter came into the kids 3-4 years old. All of them. Well, not all about my 3-4-year-old, my 1-year-old, my other 3-year-old, and my 8-year-old. All know about Black Panther and they have seen it. My 8-year-old doesn't like it. But just to see, not no whack shit, not no jive shit, this nigga who's fighting along Captain America. You know what I'm saying? Who's a king of his own power. Doing it, it's just beautiful, man. And the money they put into it. You know what I'm saying? That jacket's ill. And it's like, just to have the positive shit to reinforce that joke. Every day I go to work, I tell them, I get out the car, I look at them, Harambe! They be like, Harambe! Wakanda forever! Wakanda forever! I go to work. I want them to be happy. Loving being black, I reinforce that shit so much. Because for us, everything in your life is contrary to what you hear from me right now. As far as saying black is great, black is beautiful. You know, every day I always tell my daughters. I don't do it so much now. Because niggas be, you know, they get up and leave before I wake up. But I'd be like, who's my pretty black girl? They always say me to every question I ask. Who's my smart black girl? Who's my strong black girl? Who's my special black girl? I tell them black is beautiful and you are too. I don't want them to feel like they have to learn to love their skin and what they are. I want them to just love it. I had to work to love myself and love my skin. It wasn't a lot of shit that we did that they said that they told us about. Like I said, Martin Luther King, they always went, oh, and I'm like, dog, it wasn't nobody else who rose up. Anyway, If I was able to get it, you were here at the beginning of this episode. I was kind of hype. One of my favorite podcasts, Introverted Black Girl Podcast. She gave me a shout out on her podcast. I hit her up a while ago, and it's funny. I'll tie this into the videos we're doing, iBlack Men Shorts, both of those. Anyway, I hit her up, like, before I even started deciding to do my podcast, because I am super introverted. I'm super duper 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 introverted. I will text everybody all fucking day. I don't like talking. If I could, I'd have somebody sit on my lap, and I whisper in the ear, Prince style, and they would talk for me. But anyway, she gave me a shout out, and it was really cool because I told her she inspired me, and I didn't know how to do this. I just know I heard Bill Burr was like, yes, this is something I can do, you know? And then I heard her, and I'm like, oh, man, okay, it's not really actual. You just do you. Okay, bet I got this. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? So I hit her up or whatever, and it was funny. I tied that shit into the shit with the Black Man Shorts. So she had never hit me back. I hit her up twice. She had never hit me back. And I feel like, first of all, send a second one, I played myself. Sorry, y'all. My SD card got full, so I had to restart. So excuse me if the volume of the audio and the tone isn't the same. But anyway, as I was saying, I had, as you heard, because I was able to get the audio at the beginning of the podcast, I used a clip from Introverted Black Girl, who gave me a shout out on her podcast. Really cool. And basically, like I said, I just one of the first ones I had listened to, and I sent her like two emails, you know, just saying I liked her stuff, keep it up, and if you needed some feedback or somebody like to do some content, just, you know, anything, I could record something and send it to you. It's nothing, you know. So I sent it, and that's just me and my, like, okay, trying to treat people the way I want to be treated, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm imagining if that was me and somebody was saying that shit to me, I'd be amped as fuck, you know. But then after I sent it, you know, the nigga in Detroit in me was like, man, why you sweating that motherfucker? They gonna read that shit and be like, this hoe ass nigga trying to get on. Blah, 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 corny ass nigga. And I was like, damn, I regret that shit. That was like a month or so ago. I didn't even hear nothing back. And I'm like, damn. And it ain't like I'm, you know, nigga married. It ain't like I'm trying to holler at nobody or nothing. I just don't want to look like no sucker. So it was real cool to get the acknowledgement or whatever. I was at work doing some carpet or whatever. Damn near hit somebody. I was like, oh shit, is that me? Okay, bet. You know. And, but I'm not saying that I'm dope. Like, oh man, my play's about to go up. I don't. It's just cool to be acknowledged, and I appreciate that. And I don't know, like, since the flow's all messed up because it wasn't one conjoined thing, one, you know, recorded at one time, it's always, you know, going off the top of my head and shit. Of course, any noise you hear in the background is my third oldest, Talia Love, is wilding out because of wife put up the Xmas tree, which is a big deal, I guess, for kids, not for me. I fucking hate holidays. This is like the most depressing time of the year for me. I hate this shit. But, which is a subject we're probably going to do on one of the next iBlackMan Shorts. And basically, I guess, well, fuck it. The thing about that is, for me, I'm not real religious, you know what I'm saying? And my wife is, she follows along with me in that. Not saying like, nigga, you better not, but, you know. And it's just, I look at shit like, Christmas ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. Nigga, I give you a Bible and I give you a month. You can't really find me nothing in the Bible that says anything about Christmas other than like worshiping the trees of pagan sin, or it was a sin or paganism. You know what I'm saying? So for me, even though like people get mad at me for Thanksgiving, I call that shit Native American Genocide Day. That's what the fuck it was. It was the beginning of the Native American Genocide. No matter how you want to mark that shit. And I just look at that shit like if I was Native American, I'd be like, look at these motherfuckers. And it's really fucked up because it's not like they're not here anymore. They're still around. And that's just some fucked up shit in my opinion. You know, I'm glad they're doing away with Columbus Day. But yeah, it's just, I'm not going to be too much longer on here, y'all. I just wanted to make sure I got something and put it out. Yeah, oh, I recorded a big part of that and it got deleted. This is what I wanted to talk about. I had heard, you know, a very bad girl, she was talking about it, people not liking people looking at the back of her head, and she's assuming that they are trying to figure out if she's got weave or not. And I had another conversation with somebody on Facebook. I forgot what podcast it was. And, I mean, not Facebook, Instagram, apologies. And basically, it was just about dudes saying, why you got that wig on, or why you wearing that weave if you got long hair? And women was getting pissed about that shit. And I'm telling them, like, you do realize as men, We don't. The average man knows shit about your hair. They don't. And unless you have sisters and shit like that, you have no reason to know, and you just take that shit as face value. Nigga, I learned a lot growing up and just after meeting my wife. I knew how to spot a weave and shit like that when I was in high school because I would tell my friends I didn't like that shit. And they was like, all right, we're going to tell you how to. And they would just blow their mind how I would see shit that to them was obviously fake and be like, no. You know what I'm saying? Ariel used to be like, Miles, nigga, look at that hair. You see how straight that shit is and how long it is? Have you ever seen somebody that black with hair that long and that straight? I'm not saying it can't happen. Nigga, that thin? Come on, son. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Then, like, I was telling my cousin to tell her son about this stuff because we don't know. Like, when I was younger, it wasn't until I started growing my braids when I was in middle school through high school, that my mom realized I didn't know how to take care of, like, a long hair. I had, like, a fro. And, like, I was, what I would do every day, I would, you know, wet my hair in the morning, soak it, and then, you know, dry it as best I could where it still was a little damp and just comb that shit the fuck out. Because when I would wake up in the morning, that shit would just be super duper, just nappy. Like, my hair is stupid thick. You know what I'm saying? If my shit not combed out, nigga, you put water on that shit, it'll beat off. That's how thick my shit is. And I'm always telling me, like, oh, man, I forgot how hard it was. It's been so long since I had to deal with hair like that. And I'm thinking, like, what are you talking about? And this time, like, 14, 15, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, your hair grows out straight. What are you talking about? She was like, what do you mean? I said, your hair is not curly like mine. You're a girl. Girls' hairs grow out straight. She just bust out laughing, and she kept looking at me, and she realized, and she started thinking about it. She was like, you've never seen my real hair. Well, my mama didn't have a wig or nothing on. It just was permed and pressed. And I'm like, that is your real hair. She's like, this is not how my hair grows out of my head. Really? Yes. I did not know that. Yeah, my hair grows out of my head just like yours does. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, we had a long conversation about that, and it just blew her mind that she had to think about it because I have a sister, but we didn't grow up together. So I never saw women's real hair. And my mom only saw it when she went to the beauty shop. It never was hit. It just was like, maybe you could see a little new growth if you was looking at, you know. And she would go and get it straightened out. Most of the time, she would do it herself. So I would never see it when it was, you know, nappy or shit like that. And back then, up until damn near when I was grown, I thought if I saw a chick with braids, nigga, that was your real hair. It wasn't until, like, I learned how to spot that shit. When I was younger, I just thought, you know, like me, my hair is damn near down to my ass. But growing my hair for, like, what, 7 years? So me, if I didn't know any better, I would think, nigga, if I grew my hair for 7 years and it grew this long, you've been growing your hair since you were born, since you're a girl. So your shit, that has to be your real hair. And it's like, no, it don't work that way. You know what I'm saying? And that's stuff a lot of dudes don't think about. Or women don't think to tell us, and they get mad. Like this lady was saying, you know, y'all need to research protective styles and shit. Niggas don't do that. We take y'all at face fucking value. You know what I'm saying? And most niggas don't understand that. So a lot of women do wear weave because they don't know how to take care of their hair with all the chemicals and shit. You fuck your wig up. But they just know it's easier to put that shit on your head and go, which I can understand because I don't have to wrap my shit every night. And when I put a scarf on my head, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I don't even do my hair. My wife does my hair, which I'm super grateful for because it wasn't for her to bang cut that shit. So I understand. And the problem with men is that we don't really care. We like what we like. Damn, now my daughter is loud as fuck. But we like what we like. And so, like, when I was younger, like I said, before I understood and, you know, got knowledge of self and was woke, quote unquote, I would see a chick with an afro or puffs or whatever and think, damn, she must have fucked up ass hair. Because remember, up until I was damn near teen, I thought black girls' hair grew out straight. So whenever I saw somebody with like a natural style, you must have really fucked up hair. You couldn't even put heat and straighten that shit. You know, and that was something I had to grow up and learn to accept that, dog, you know, your woman's hair is beautiful. As natural, whatever the fuck it is. But that was me. I had to undo all the programming that was done in my mind. Well, not in my mind, but to my mind, you know, from the world and stuff. And like, again, it's just hilarious to me women get mad. But then on the same hand, you perpetuating the same stereotype that you scream you trapped in. Now, with the whole looking at your weave thing, and I'm not trying to piss nobody off, but I'm just saying, as a man, for me personally, I don't like fake shit. I don't like fake nothing. I'd rather have a chick with with a taper and 360 waves that's real hair. Or you could be bald, and that's your real hair. I'd rather that than a chick with long fucking rim, whatever that shit is, down to your ass. That's just me. Irony of that shit is my wife, when I married her, when I met her, she used to wear that shit all the time. She was the only person I loved that much. I'm like, I don't care. Now she has locks. Funny thing about that is I didn't make her. When I accepted it, was just like, fuck it. It's just, it is what it is. I don't give a fuck how your hair is as long as I got you. She eventually grew her locks out. Surprised me. Made me happy. Again, I didn't ask. That's what makes her even more special. Well, to me. But yeah, and a lot of dudes do not like fake hair. And that's the whole point for y'all doing then the whole with the thing when you got it with this fake scalp attached to the hair and all this, because you want niggas to believe that shit is real hair. That's the whole point of it. So when you do that shit and it's like, niggas, we're visual. Oh shit, this is that, blah, blah. And it's funny for us because, and I'm not mad, because we're visual, women know how to catch men, because you know how to doctor yourself up. It's like I was telling my wife, men tell lies. Women, you are lies. You're an optical promise. What you mean? Nigga, your lashes ain't that long. Your hair ain't that long. Your lips might not be that plump. Your tits don't sit up like that, or they're not that big. Shit, your figure might not be your figure. Your ass probably ain't that fat. You ain't that tall. Your skin ain't that clear. All that shit. We just tell lies. Nigga, you are the lie. Not saying that, oh, women are bad. No, I'm just, giving you how a man would perceive this. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, and it's funny because you knock a man for looking. But it's like, dude, y'all on some super undercover shit. You have a wig made of real hair. Think about that shit. I'm not saying nothing is wrong, but for men, it's like, what? It's hard enough when I, got to the point where you could spot fake hair. Now it's a wig of fake with real hair. Oh, shit. And it's just funny to me when I was just talking, and I'm generally asking these people on Instagram because I'm trying to find out. And it's so funny. These women are so offended. And I'm like, to me, it's almost like you offended. Like I'm walking and I'm outside, I say I'm going to buy some weed or something. And I stop. I look at this nigga like, what's up?
It's good, man.
Hey, y'all, what? This nigga's a narc. He get mad because I exposed him. That's the only reason why he would get mad. You know what I'm saying? And I admit it. And then also somebody said something that made a really good point. Some people could wear wigs because of personal trauma, maybe been a fire, cancer. And I don't advocate saying, yeah, just go up like, hey, how you doing? Is that your real hair? But since it's a subject and a topic of conversation, if anybody know, call in, email, whatever. Let me know what is the proper way to ask. And because not for me, I got my woman, I'm straight. But to me, it's just because I'm weird. The way I was raised, I was the kid going up to people like, how you doing? Talking to your mom, like, how old are you? You can't ask me that. Why? Because I'm a woman. Everybody has an age. I'm 6. And they would get mad at me. And I'd ask my mom, and she'd be like, fuck it. Everybody got an age. They don't want to tell you. That's them. They obviously have at least 20 years on you. No matter what age they give you, they're going to be old. That's what I thought. So I wouldn't, of course, don't go to somebody like, how you doing? Is that real hair? Let me see how many minutes we at right now. All right, we at like 13. All right, let's keep it going. So anyway, I saw this other thing and it just on Facebook. Instagram, sorry. Kind of made me a little sad. Again, the ambiance noise, if you hear loud noises in the background, it's my kids. And if you hear nothing, then maybe I'm slowly losing my mind. Anyway, yeah, so chick, I guess she's in the weave business, you know what I'm saying? And I see her, she going over here, taking pictures with the people, who I guess in some either South American or Asian country, getting the hair, and they're just in this room, just full of hair, and they just, I guess, tying it into bundles, or whatever the correct term is. And, she like, I get it from this, and I'm just thinking, and to me, it all looks stupid. Because it's like, you forever stuck. Because it's not like, the only way you can get a lead or corner the market on that shit if you were to fucking kidnap a family of Brazilian or Indian or Asian people and just have them grow their hair out and cut their hair and just keep them locked up and do that shit. There's no way you're going to be. And it's like, you think about it and you look at that shit. Check out Chris Rock's movie, Good Hair, I think. Yeah, it's Good Hair. Nigga. Oh, I think it was over there in India or some shit. Part of their religion is growing their hair out and cutting their hair. And they give that shit away for free. The profit is out of this fucking world. You know what I'm saying? You cut the hair off, you get for free to sell to people to use. It's a renewable resource. And it's like, with that, it's so funny. Everybody buying their hair, and you got to think, how we look to them? You got hair. I don't get it. You know, I understand the whole you want to be different, but a lot of times when you look at it, and that's just me, maybe I'm looking too deep into shit. But a lot of things when people look and you do and you're desirable and you hook yourself up and people, a lot of the attributes and things aren't really African. You know what I'm saying? It's just funny to me. Like, I saw it, I forgot, what was the Red Table, whatever, with Jada Pinkett and her mama, and she just talking about shit, the anger she had for white women and blonde-haired women. And I just thought it was funny that her mama was blonde right next to her. I'm just thinking, like, dang, that's crazy. And I used to say that was an unnatural color for black women, but I can't say that because there's some black people who have naturally blonde hair. But I just think that all that shit is funny and how niggas get their noses done so quick to get their nose done. You know what I'm saying? It's so quick to get this long flowing hair. And to me, man, shit ain't nothing better than afro. I love that shit. Love that. Love it. Like my woman, oh, I love her hair. If I'm kissing her, we caking, this all in the way. And she's like, I know you getting annoyed. No, I'm not. I'm loving all this real ass hair that's in my face. Because it ain't fake. But yeah, I don't know. That's just me, you know. I'm just trying to tie y'all over till, because, you know, episode, you know, 18, part 2. I'm going to try to do that. This week coming up, that shit takes forever to edit. And I was so pissed with the quality of the last one. Almost didn't release it. That's just being for real. You know what I'm saying? So, that's that. I guess I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. I hope this wasn't too boring. For y'all, it's an in-betweener. Oh, God, my daughter, could she be any damn louder? Jesus H. Christ. So, y'all know what it is, right? Hit me up, EYE. BLACKMAN podcast@gmail.com. EYE blackmanpodcast@gmail.com. You can also hit me up, leave a message or call 724-313-4519. 724-313-4519. Text, let me know what's on your mind. I'll read it online. Or, you know, call, leave a voicemail. And I think that's about it. Get up out of here before I start spazzing on my kids because you all loud in the background. Trying to knock all this shit out. And wife want me to decorate this tree with the kids, so I'm going to have to put on my fake smile. Anyway, that's it, y'all. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. My name is Miles. I'm a Dash Power. This is Our Black Man Podcast. Offensively black. I am just killing time. Can you tell? Anyway, y'all, thank you for listening. For real. Peace.
Well, what can I say? It's been an interesting week this week. I have completely changed my workflow for my Instagram page, which is BlackHistoryBuff777. It's a Black History page dedicating to showing all the amazing heroes and legends that we have from Black History right the way across the whole diaspora. That's Africa, South America, America, Europe, Great Britain. And this week's focus has been on Russia. Yep, believe it or not, Russia. I thought the only black Russian that I'd known of before I've had in a bar, and that was a drink. But this week I've been reading and studying about a man, an incredible man by the name of Alexander Pushkin, and his amazing life. This guy lived in 18th century Russia. He was a writer, a revolutionary, and is actually credited as being the father of Russian literature. So I've been studying about him this week, as well as I said, changing my workflow. I've been geeking out with the old IT hair, setting up online systems so I can catalog my research. And so hopefully it means that I'll be able to get the post coming a lot more frequently. I'll be able to do more recordings like this a lot more frequently, and I'll be able to provide some great content going forward for the I Black Man podcast, for the Talking the Hardest podcast, and for myself, the Black History Buff 777 podcast and IG page. And also there is a I Black Man IG page, a Talking the Hardest IG page, and a Black History Buff 777 and BHB Media Instagram pages. If you want to know any more information about me, you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on YouTube, and you can also find me on Patreon at BlackHistoryBuff777. So my post will be coming out in a few days once I've completed my research and I've actually sorted out my workflow. Once I've got my workflow nice and crisp, all these podcasts and these posts are going to be coming thick and fast. So everybody just hold tight. Thank you all for your patience. And thank you so much to the I Black Man podcast and the Talking the Hardest podcast for actually just giving me an opportunity to show some love to your platforms. Thank you, and I will speak to you all soon.
Thanks for listening, and please download and subscribe so Daddy can stop being a Catholic slave.